As Phyllis and Thisbe did walk hand in hand, they spied a shepherd. As Phyllis and Thisbe did walk hand in hand, they spied a shepherd that was at a stand. So if for to venture he had been afraid, as sweet was the splendor their beauty displayed. Said Phyllis unto him, "Where do you resort, or where do you wander, or where do you sport?" He modestly answered, "If you would know, my name is Phyllorum. I through the woods go. Kent you the sweetest grove and the forest forsake, and leave off to wander for Phyllis' sake? Should I the sweet grove and the forest give o'er, and leave off to wander? It is thee I adore." Just as they were talking, a boy I espied with a bow and a quiver fast tied to his side. Said the boy to the shepherd, "To thee I am sent from Venus, my mother, thy mind to content." The bow it was bent with a thundering dart. The shepherd was wounded quite through the heart. The blind boy in triumph went sporting away, and left poor Phyllorum a victim and prey. But the nymph had more pity and whispered him soft, "A cure I will tender, let the boy fly aloft." She kissed him and hugged him, and did him so please. She kissed out his passion, "Phyllorum, God ease. I will pull off my garters and bind up the wound while poor bleeding Stephron in my arms doth swoon. Down under a valley where Chelsea doth stray, while Stephron shall kiss me and bless me all day. Although friends are cruel and will not consent, go through the woods, laddie, and make no complaint. For the woods are pleasant, the night fair and clear. Go through the woods, laddie, go and keep us from fear. With bracelets of roses thy arms I will deck, thou queen of my fancy, whom I do respect. The crook and the hazel our covering shall be, none can be like them, none can be like them, the crook and the hazel our covering shall be, none can be like them. Come sit down by me.